Tanya for the seventh day of Kislev, Zayin Kislev, is in Kuntis Achren Lahavim Ashikosu Apriyetz Chayim. The Alter Rebbe enumerated four advantages that the act of a mitzvah has over the kavana. Now the Alter Rebbe is going to say that in terms of what we bring down into the world, there's also an advantage to the act over the kavana. In the very manner and in the very act of the aveda of how we go about bringing godliness into the world, because there are three ways in which the world becomes elevated. The first is that the Eiv becomes elevated out of the keli and goes back to its source, and that leaves the keli vacant and abandoned. Then there is where the keli is elevated to its Eiv, rises to its light, which elevates the world, like on Shabbos, Yom Kippur. And then there's bringing godliness down into the world and making the keli more godly in that manner. When we say that the kavana that a person has, the love and the fear that he has, is the Eiv rising to their source, that sounds like it's a chesaron. It leaves the keli empty. So it sounds like a negative thing, something we ought not do. And yet we are commanded to love God and to fear God and to experience those feelings. So the Alter Rebbe explains, Bar min kol dein, and besides all of the above, afilu b'nisham v'atzilus, even in nisham v'atzilus, af shehi mekelim v'atzilus, even though it comes from the kelim of atzilus, b'chein b'nefesh ruach, mekelim d'yitzira siyo, and the same is also true of the lower levels of nisham, the nefesh and the ruach, that come from the kelim of yitzira and asiyo, Hinei chimu, or the chilu urechimu, the love or the fear and love, sichliim that come from the understanding of God's greatness, meiridim gam kein bekelim diyitzira asiyo, the chinas ha'alom u'mato l'mayla. They stimulate and arouse in the kelim of yitzira and asiyo an elevation going from the bottom upwards. B'sarus adulatato, with an awakening from below. Zehu b'chinat istalkus levat chas v'sholem, and what that causes is that the light of the keli rises and leaves the keli behind. And that seems like it's, God forbid, a negative, destructive thing. Aval b'chinat hamshoch ha'milmailo lamato, hu ha'idein mitzvah maisi yez dafke lahamshech er b'kelim. But the act of a mitzvah, this produces a drawing down of godliness from above downwards to bring light into the keli. Uvichetzeinis ha-kelim dafke, and not only into the pnimius of the keli, but into the external part of the keli. Shechetzeinis ha-elyen yeded lamato, upnimius ha-tachten eilu lamayla. Because the external of the above, of the higher level, comes down, while the internal of the lower level rises upwards, and that's how they merge, that's how they meet. And that's what he meant, what he says in the Zeya and Pasha Pekudi that we mentioned earlier, that there is a seder of bringing down and a seder of raising up. Now, although it seems as if the raising up of the light is destructive, leaving the keli empty, so he says, v'shteihen tzedek gveya halo v'hamshacha, that both bringing godliness down and raising the world upwards, both of them are for God's purpose. Al yedei halo asman misag v'bechinas uvdo milulo, by elevating the level of man, of mayim nukvim, from the name Sag, which means elevating the sparks that have fallen into the physical through actions and speech. And that is the purpose of the chain of worlds that enables godliness to be revealed in the lower world. And not to elevate the lower level to a higher level to lift up the lower world to a higher level, because that won't last. That's only temporary. You're taking it away from its natural place, and it can't last. It doesn't have the ability to survive in a higher world. So it's only temporary. Better to bring godliness down to the physical. The afgamzeis dafkia liyes hakelim le'edis elyenim. And even the temporary elevation is the elevation of the keli to the light. That is an effective elevation. He milas hashabas v'yemakipurim. As for example, the aliyah that takes place, the world becomes elevated and higher on Shabbos and Yom Kippur. What it means is that the kelim are elevated to the earth. Avalei aliyah v'estalkas eres chas v'sholem, but not the elevation and the loss of the light from the keli, God forbid, as it says in the Priyat Chaim, that even that, when the light is elevated to a higher level, it doesn't mean that it leaves the world empty and vacant, but rather the temporary loss brings a greater godliness in the end. Like when a person goes to sleep and the soul leaves the body, it's only a temporary thing, and in the morning there's greater energy and more soul in the body than at night. V'nazan shel ha'adam l'gabi gufe be'elam hazeh shiveh ke'edis l'gabi kelim. And the nefesh, ruach, neshama of the person compared to his body, that's like a light compared to the vessel. V'chein d'chilu rechim usichlim l'gabi mitzvah maisi is dafke. And the same is true also that the love and the fear born out of intellect are like light compared to the act of the mitzvah. V'lochin hispalu Meshe Rabbeinu all of Hashalim tefillah is kaminyan v'eschanan. And that's why Meshe Rabbeinu pleaded with God and davened 515 times, which is the gematria of eschanan, in order to be able to fulfill the mitzvahs al kiyun mitzvahs maisi es dafkin, that he wanted to fulfill the action mitzvah that could be performed only in Eretz Yisrael, not in a desert. V'hu hadin l'dibur gashmi shalhu chesayin. And the same is true also, the virtue of doing over knowing, that virtue exists also in speech when you speak the halacha of the mitzvah, because speech is also affects the physical world, bringing godliness downwards. In the Hayyim Yem for the 7th of Kislev, Zion Kislev, the Rebbe writes, Sholish Chochmesein, there are three kinds of wisdom. Chochmas Bitul Hacheme, there is the wisdom, the Chochma, that understands and teaches the Bitul of the material, of the mundane, Al Yedei Heizoas Shikud V'tiyuv, by pointing out, by emphasizing the ugliness and the distastefulness of kolin yonim hagufnim v'hachumim, of all the physical and mundane matters. That chachma is called chachmas hamusa. That's called musar. Then there's chachmas hakoras mailos hatsuzo v'haruchni. There's a wisdom, a science that teaches to recognize the virtue and the greatness of the spiritual, of the form, over the material, b'mideis u'b'muskoleis v'hayzoas eifanei hakirav aleihem, appreciation for good character traits and for intellect, and this wisdom or this science teaches us how to acquire these spiritual virtues, and this is called chochmas hachkira. This is called philosophy. Then there is chochmas Hagbaras Hatsuda al Hachema. There is the Chachma that teaches the influence of the form over the matter. Hezo b'mailas Chema mezuchach or b'mailas Hatsuda kishe nikba b'hachumi. This teaches the virtue of the mundane when it is elevated, of the material when it is elevated, and the virtue of the form when it is captured in the material, when it has permeated and is contained in the material. V'hiskalalusam yachad mebli asheyimtza zeish v'seif, so that they become blended and merged together to where you can't tell one from the other. Liyeis kinot trilosam b'seifam v'seifam b'trilosam, because the circle is completed and they are joined and merged, so that the beginning is connected to the end and the end is connects back to the beginning. Kel echad badam, one God created both the spiritual and the physical, the form and the matter. Ula kavana achas, and they were both created for the same kavana. Legalis el kedushas chevyin uze yizbarich nivru, they were created to reveal God's holiness, God's hidden strength. Lishneyem ke echad davke, and it's only when both of them are together that they are mashlimim esa hashlemus, that they can fulfill and bring about that perfection, asher ola b'tzeinu yizbarech, which was what God wanted when he created the world. This chachma is called chachmas teiras hachsidus. This is the teachings of Chassidus.